Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Well, it's not a good time to fly, I can tell you that. The FAA is cutting flights at airports by a lot because of the government shutdown. People are not going to be happy. So if you're planning on going anywhere, you may want to call ahead, maybe rent a car, maybe just don't go. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. The vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, laying it up after 4,000 years in Congress. And I thought she was just getting started, to be honest with you. I really did. I thought she was just getting started. But nope, she's done. And the president called her evil. This is after she called him the most vile human being on the most vile thing on earth, I believe is exact terminology. We'll play whatever craziness she said. But that happened. And of course, we're still reeling from the results of Election Day and all wishing that we could somehow figure out what the hell went wrong in an easy to understand way. There are a lot of theories out there, as you can imagine. And we'll take your calls today. Again, your reaction. So 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. You can also weigh in on our YouTube chat. Let me know your thoughts. If you have any, if you've been thinking about things in the last 24 hours, feel free to weigh in. One thing I know is certain is that Speaker Johnson feels very confident going into midterms because of Zoran Ma'am Dhani. He believes that Ma'am Dhani is a total gift for the Republicans heading into midterms. He thinks that it's great. So I don't disagree. I mean, I think using Ma'am Dhani as the cover poster child of this is where you want to be. No question about it. It's just so far away. It's just hard to even predict from now into then what's going to ensue between now. Hell, the government may still be shut down by that. No, I'm sure it'll be open by then. But who knows how much longer this will drag on. I think we all did. This was just a stunt to help Democrats win on Election Day, which it worked. In Virginia, you had all these government workers who were angry and motivated to vote. And then in New Jersey, in North Jersey, you had all these people who were angry by the canceling of the Gateway Tunnel project to New York. A couple hundred thousand people that ride the trains every day and the buses, and they were upset. And I was talking to some people up in Morris County, New Jersey, which it's a bummer because that county used to be a solid red county. And they said, and again, you know, this is not the kind of stuff we're aware of down here, because North Jersey and South Jersey are two totally different worlds and probably should be two different states, especially when you look at the electoral map and how Cittarelli won really South Jersey and Mikey Sherrill won North Jersey. And you think to yourself, it's like we're living in two different worlds here. But a friend of mine in Morris County was saying that she really capitalized on that issue. She was doing press conferences at train stations, and the local New York media was covering that canceling of the Gateway Tunnel project. And they weren't acting like, oh, it's just a political stunt. They were acting like it was over. Now, it really is just a political stunt. And as soon as the government opens again, then the project's going to proceed. In fact, even as I was doing some more digging on this in the last 24 hours, the project is really still going forward. But perception's reality, and people believe that it was dead, and people believed it was dead because Trump said he terminated it. And Jack Cittarelli was not really in a position to do much. I mean, he, as one Republican friend of mine said in North Jersey, when it seemed as if Cittarelli was not fighting harder on that issue, he lost his momentum. He had momentum. And then that project was terminated. And again, it doesn't affect people down here because very few people ride the trains into New York City from here. Some do. I mean, some do out of Princeton and Hamilton and Trenton, obviously. But, you know, for the most part, and Princeton, you know, whether or not that's South Jersey or Central Jersey, they probably would consider themselves Central Jersey, even though that mythical place does not exist. But Hamilton, too, gets a lot of New York media coverage. And certainly it was also being beat to death on the New Jersey radio station. They were talking about it a lot, the New Jersey talk station. They were talking about the issue a lot. But it was really going forward. It really wasn't stopped. Everything was still proceeding. It was more of a, you know, the president said that because it was Chuck Schumer's project and he wanted to make a point. But the media coverage of it was that it was dead. And it's really not dead. But like I said, perception's reality. And that's why it was an unforced error. It should have just been the kind of thing you want to announce it today, announce it today. Or you give Cittarelli a way to say that he spoke to the president and if he's elected, the funding will be restored or something like that. But unfortunately, a friend of mine up there said when that happened, Jack lost his momentum. And it appeared at that point as if he was no longer his own man, that he didn't have the ability to take on the president. And that was obviously because the campaign was worried about losing Trump voters. And so that was an issue that motivated people along the train lines. And if you look at the political map, and I've done this in the last 20, I mean, really, it's exhausting. But I did look at the numbers. And if you look at the numbers from the commuter lines, Bergen, Essex, Hudson, Morris County, Somerset County, you can clearly see blue all over the place. So there's that. And as you think about this and you really think to yourself, they're really, these are two different states, two different media markets, two different competing issues. And the other thing was up there, not down here, but up there, she was beating the hell out of Jack with this lie that he was going to raise sales taxes by 10%. I don't know how much that impacted things. I don't, because I don't know how really, I don't know if people believe that a Republican would raise the sales tax, but because they just voted for a lunatic. Democrats voted for a lunatic in New York who wants to raise taxes. So I'm not really sure if raising taxes is really a thing that would scare people. But some people think that that was an issue that hurt Jack in the race. I honestly really think more than anything, it was probably that the Gateway Tunnel thing, because he had great momentum. He was beating the crap out of her over the Naval Academy scandal and the fact that she wasn't allowed to walk with her graduating class. Then that happened, and then it shifted the conversation. At least up there it did. At least up there. And when I say we're dealing with two different states, we're down here talking about the issues that we think are the most dominant in the race, not hearing local media cover that story. And up there, that's all they're hearing is that. That was what they were hearing up there. And so very frustrating, and also a reason for South Jersey to secede from North Jersey, which I'm not even joking. I mean, that's something that's been talked about before. And maybe it's time. Honestly, maybe it's time. You know, just make pork roll the official food and ban the words Taylor ham from being used. Ban Giants fans. I would say ban Jets fans, but I don't really think they don't deserve any more humiliation. I mean, you take the five of them that are down here. And if you're a Met fan or Yankee fan down here, you have to move. You know what I mean? You got to go. I don't know. It's just one thought that came to my mind after all this and looking at the numbers from the election and looking at the just way that the state has gone even more blue in the last several years. Now, there's a lot of people putting out numbers out there and suggesting that there was all this cheating and all this fraud. All I can say to that is it's Jersey, so you're always going to get some of that. I don't know if it's enough to make a 13% landslide victory. I mean that would take a very coordinated effort, and I feel like if that was the case, we probably would be talking about it. We probably would hear about it. We probably would have a sense of something. We haven't yet. But I do think a couple of factors are at play. A lot of people left New Jersey who were Republican voters because they were sick of it. They were sick of the high taxes, and they had it, COVID, and they got the hell out of New Jersey. After Murphy won re-election in 2021, you looked at the U-Haul trucks, and we talked about this over the years, where most of the U-Haul trucks were coming from, and they were coming from New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and they were down in Florida and Texas. In fact, if you remember, there was a period of time where you couldn't get a U-Haul because they were all down in the South, and people couldn't rent them. There were no U-Hauls to be found. That was like 21, 22, like that. Then you had people moving to New Jersey during COVID. They were leaving New York City and they were moving into New Jersey. So as people were leaving, more people were moving in. But unfortunately, the people that were leaving were Republicans. The people that were moving in were Democrats. There's that. Democrat turnout from 2021 went up a lot, as did Republican turnout, which is to be understandable considering it's not COVID. And everybody was making a push for early voting, mail-in voting, and everything else. So Democrat turnout went up a lot. Republican turnout went up a lot, too. It was a high turnout election, the highest it's been. So there's that. But I think the New Jersey's gotten much more blue, certainly, than it was before. And that's a damn shame. And I think probably a lot of people from New York City and the surrounding areas that moved to North Jersey, and they rent, they don't own homes, they're not paying, they're paying property taxes. You pay property taxes if you rent, but not to the degree you do if you are a person who owns a single family home, in which case you're just getting clobbered. You know what I mean? But there's also the school issue, which up there in North Jersey, again, you had this relentless lie that was being told that Jack Cirelli was going to pull money out of the public schools, and you know the public schools were going to suffer, and it was not an issue we were hearing down here. It was an issue you were hearing up there. If you're running a statewide campaign in a state like Pennsylvania or a state like New Jersey, you've got to deal in various media markets. Obviously, if you're running statewide in Pennsylvania, you're dealing with the Pittsburgh market, Lehigh Valley market, the Philadelphia market. You've got a lot of different media markets. But if you're in New Jersey, you're dealing with the two out of the three biggest media markets, or two out of the five. They kind of change the numbers on this a lot. But New York and Philadelphia, consistently top five media markets in the country, with New York usually one or two. Expensive, very expensive, and you're reaching different people. And then, of course, now we're in the advent of advertising on YouTube, advertising on social media, and they do the geo-targeting. So if you've got a message you want to play, like, for example, a message that says Jack Cirelli won't stand up to President Trump on keeping the Gateway Tunnel project, you're not going to target it to play down here. You're going to target it to play to somebody who's up there in Essex County or Morris County, not in Burlington County or Gloucester County. And in this new world we're living in right now, where you can target voters based on where they are, and they're doing that, and they're doing a lot more of that on social media. So you're not, a lot of these ads you didn't even hear. You didn't even know what some of the attack points were. I mean, the old days, what you would do is you'd figure out you're buying Philadelphia media, you're buying New York media, and you're doing mail pieces. And yeah, some of that was kind of targeted based on geography, but you didn't really have the luxury of doing too much of it because it's cheaper to do a mailer and then send it to everybody versus doing multiple mailers and then sending it to different areas. And so, you know, you might have like a South Jersey targeted mailer and then a North Jersey targeted mailer. But for the most part, you had a mailer, and that mailer kind of went to everybody. And then you let the local county parties target people based on what's relevant to them. So you'd have the, you know, the Burlington County Republicans back in the day, you would say, all right, you guys send out a mailer that's targeted to your residents based on the issues with your local candidates and use the local candidates to drive out turnout for the top of the ticket. You would do that. Strong local race for county commissioner or whatever it is, drive the turnout for the governor's race, not the other way around. In this day and age, not that they're not doing that, but in this day and age where you've got so much money being spent targeting people who are online, social media, and you're targeting them based on what they watch, what they like, what their various algorithms say. And then you got the super PACs that are also doing this too. So these interest groups are also making these ads, and you've got these outside organizations, and they're targeting people based on, oh, you watch cat videos. Well, hey, here's a, you know, and they do that. So you don't really even know necessarily what the attack's going to be because it changes based on geography to a big extent. And it changes based on the demographic and the age. One of the reasons is we're learning right now, Jack Cittarelli did so poorly and Mikey Sherrill did so well with young single women, is the fact that they were being targeted extensively on social media, online targeting. So they could find, okay, you're a young woman, ages 18 to 34. We're going to pummel you with ads that say this. And if you're a guy, you're probably not even going to get that ad necessarily. That's how targeted these political times we're living in are. So it's like in the old days, you would just complain about turning on your TV and seeing ads constantly playing, which we saw a lot of those ads constantly playing. But now you also have the other problem of going online and seeing those ads constantly playing, unless you don't see those ads constantly playing because they're not targeting you based on your algorithm, based on your gender, based on your age, and based on where you live. It's crazy. It really is. It's crazy times. So a lot of the attacks that were going on about him is a lot of the attacks that was going on with Jack, I think, surprised a lot of us. We were surprised. I'm surprised. We're all still surprised. Don't get me wrong about the outcome of this election, but I think we're also surprised at maybe how unprepared we were for just the absolute shellacking in North Jersey in particular, not South Jersey, but North Jersey. I look at that map now and I think to myself, it's going to be very tough for a Republican to win statewide in this state for a long time to come based on those counties where the bulk of the population is outside of New York City. And I think it's going to get worse. I think it's going to get worse because I do think there's going to be people that leave New York City because of Mamdani. However, they're not going to leave and become conservatives. They're going to leave and still vote for Democrats. Don't ask me why. You would think, all right, well, they're leaving because of this guy and they don't like the crime and they like the other things. But then they come to New Jersey and then they wind up voting Democrat. And the answer to that will become, well, because then they start getting scared that the schools are going to lose all this money because Jack Cittarelli and the Republican or whoever the Republican is in 4 years, they're going to take money away from the schools. And that's why you lived here. That's why you moved here in the first place. So I had somebody who said, you know, they're running these ads up there and they're saying that Jack's going to be pulling all this money out of the public school system. And I said, no, he supports school choice. But of course, the ad doesn't say that. The ad says, these great public schools that you have, that you moved here, you moved out of New York City for the great schools. You're paying all this money, and those schools are going to go to hell because he's going to take money out of the school system, and your school. It's a lie again, but it's a lie that's repeated a lot. It goes around the world, comes back, people start believing this stuff. So it's not just one thing; it's a lot of things, a variety of things, but. Whereas I think Pennsylvania has great hope for the future. I really do. I mean, based on 2024, I think Pennsylvania, despite the judges' elections, and, you know, you got to remember, I mean, it's kind of hard. I think somebody told me they've only ever once voted no. Only one time removed a judge on retention, I think, in like the Commonwealth's history. A very, very uphill battle to do that in the first place. And, of course, Krasner with his third terms. I mean, Philadelphia, it's freaking crazy. But the state gives me hope. The state gives me hope. It really does, based on 2024. Whereas New Jersey at this point, and especially North Jersey, you're looking at that map and you're going, man, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is because of Essex, Hudson, Morris used to be Republican, not anymore. Union County, Passaic County, and these. And you go, like, what happened? Because, and the Trump voters who came out in 2024 in a lot of those counties didn't come out this time. Latino voters and Black voters, in particular, did not come out this time for Jack, which is a bummer too. So it's not that all hope is lost. South Jersey just has to secede and become its own state. And then problem solved. There you go. See, I'm always giving you solutions. I'm always giving you, always trying to give you the silver lining so that you have a positive way to look at the world. And you can think to yourself, all right, all we got to do is just take that 195 corridor and, you know what I mean? Just psh, right in half. Because if that was the case, Jack would be governor of South Jersey right now. He'd be the governor-elect of South Jersey. It'd be amazing. I would love that. I would take that in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, I would. Wouldn't you? I mean, honestly, wouldn't you? If you could, do you care? I would. I don't care. I would be fine with that. You could just psh, right across, like in the diagonal. It used to be two states. It was East Jersey and West Jersey. But you could just north and south and then psh, right there. And then we don't have to worry about it. And then LBI can be the cutoff, too. So half of LBI could be North Jersey and the other half of LBI could be South Jersey. Or give them the whole damn... Now we'll keep half, well, at least half. I think that really is a dividing line anyway. I've always long said that. There's like a line in LBI where half of the island orders on pork roll and the other half of the island orders on Taylor Ham and they're Yankees fans and disgruntled Jet fans. And then, you know, you got the Phillies and the Eagles on the other side of the island. But we'll keep that half and then we'll be all right. Keep the better part of the shore. Because really, North Jersey, that part of the shore, you don't want to be up there anyway. Seaside Heights, do you really want to be where the film Jersey Shore? Of course not. You don't want that. So that could be, and then, you know what I mean? So we got the better shore towns anyway. Trust me, I've been all over this state. I've, you know, so I know that South Jersey shore towns are better than North Jersey shore towns. Really, it's a lot, the people are nicer and it's a lot less crowded. Even when it's crowded, it's not as crowded as up there, so... Common sense solutions right there. Now, could that ever happen? Probably not. But nevertheless, hope springs eternal. It really does. Hope springs eternal. And Mikey Sherrill, the governor-elect, is moving forward with her fantasy of freezing electric rates. And of course, the electricity companies are all now saying, we're going to work with her to lower prices. So that lie that she told about freezing your electricity rates on day one... That is a fantasy, but she nevertheless kept saying it over and over again, over and over again. And I think stupid people believe she could actually do it. So that's where we are. As far as the midterms go and as far as 2026, well, we got a lot of time to unpack all that. No doubt about it. And we will. And we certainly will. And there'll be more statewide elections and, you know, everybody will move forward. But what I'm truly genuinely optimistic about, maybe I'm not as I wish South Jersey could secede, but what I'm really optimistic about is the fact that Ma'am Donnie, and probably Mikey Sherrill too, will wind up screwing up, and then that will push Republican voters to, hopefully push voters to Republicans in the midterms. Because Mikey Sherrill already, absolutely, no doubt in my mind, running for president, just like I told you she would. And I think that what's going to happen is she's going to run for president, and she's going to try to go far left, and that's going to make everybody hate her, and that'll be fantastic. Which is great. All right, 855-839-1210. Weigh in, give me your thoughts. Have you had time to unpack everything, digest everything? Any other thoughts you want to give on the election? Sean is ready to screen your calls. Be nice to him. And you can also tweet, comment on the YouTube chat as well. Do you like my idea? South Jersey secession? I think it's a plan. I think it's a winner. Let me know. 855-839-1210. That's the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, Venaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, both in South Jersey. You don't have to worry about going up to North Jersey to see him. And trust me, he's the best. We'll be right back.
Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Good song. Excellent. Well done, Sean. 855-839-1210. Your reaction, your thoughts to the election. Ted Cruz called it a disaster. he's very worried. Gavin Shapeshifter Newsom is very happy after Prop 50 passed. Bernie Sanders is still yelling. And the president called Nancy Pelosi evil after she called him vile. So all that's happening. Oh, and you could get the fat shot. At a very cheap price. They announced that today at the White House. The fat shot, as the president used to call it. He doesn't call it that anymore. I don't think he said that today. I'm not quite sure. Well, because, you know, you had all the pharmaceutical guys who make the shot there. So maybe he just didn't want to be rude. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in as to everything we are talking about. Let's go to Jim. He's in St. Petersburg, Florida. Jim.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, Jim. How are things in Florida?
Today it's cloudy and about 75. But overall, it's really beautiful.
Good for you.
It's really
beautiful.
I'm
jealous.
And I like the no state tax thing, too.
Yeah, that's probably a nice thing, right?
Well, yeah. And DeSantis has a plan that he doesn't want to tax people who have the homestead rebate here in Florida, too. So.
Good.
No property taxes. So,
well, I think you're about to see a lot more people moving to your state, Jim. So get ready for that from New York City in particular and New Jersey, too, I think.
Hopefully they'll just follow I-95 and end up on the East Coast.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, but
so what
I
do you want to say today,
to
Jim?
Quick, well, aside from saying happy birthday to Patrick, and
I wanted to
tell you that I think the Republicans failed in their mission, and I think Trump, in some respects, is failing in his, because every time you go to the grocery store, there seems to be no motivation to do anything as far as consumer prices. Everyone talks about we're bringing industry into the United States, and that's all important for long term, and the tariffs are important for long term. But unfortunately, the populace doesn't get that, I think. They're looking at it, everything in Publix's grocery store a year ago was $5, no matter what you bought. Today it's $6. Everything, no matter what it is. And that's hurting, I think, the Republicans' ability to retain power.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're seeing it up in Jersey, but, you know, you got to be going through like 4 gallons of milk a day with Patrick.
Well, he's not a big milk guy, but Reagan and Claire, they love their milk with their cereal in the morning. So, you know, look, Jim, it's expensive, buddy. It is. It's expensive. It certainly is. I think that the perception is reality, right? So if people are still feeling the prices, even if the White House, and I said the same thing during Biden's administration, if they come out and say everything's great, but people don't feel like everything's great, you can't spin that. You can't spin, and I've said this for a long time, you can't spin what you pay at the grocery store. There's no spinning there. You know?
Well, if somebody asked me today, what's Trump done for me lately? You know, yeah, he got the hostages released, and he has brought peace to the Middle East. But what has he done for me lately? Yeah, okay, no new wars. That's good. But
yeah, you like the peace sign, Jim.
Yeah. Gas prices are down like probably 35 cents here in Florida.
That's good.
But, you know, it's not really, I don't think Trump's done anything that's endearing himself right now to the average consumer. And you know I'm a big Trumper, so, you know, I'd like to see some movement to take care of the people. I don't see that.
What would you suggest, though, to deal with the price situation?
Well, I'm not going to go the Mondavi route and set up state stores, you know,
well,
or
good.
City stores.
Yeah.
You know, but I would say that at least movement in that direction by talking to all these food producers and say, what's driving your costs up, guys? Is it the cost of transportation? Is it the fact that we, you know, deported so many of your migrant laborers? What's driving your costs up? You know, he's got to. Why is it happening?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it less expensive, you know, to get a, why is something like water so expensive? If you buy a gallon of water, you know, it's like what the cost of a gallon of gas was 2 years ago or 3 years ago. You know, it's just, to me, it's hurting the consumers. It's hurting the people. It's hurting his base.
Well, Jim, listen, it's good to hear from you, buddy. I appreciate it. Stay safe down there. And I think, you know, there's a lot you said we got to unpack, no doubt about that. And we certainly will. So
my fear is we just don't have time. You know, and the clock's working against us. And I appreciate your time today, Rich. Give my best to everybody. You know, Barb and I miss you guys. All right.
Well, we miss you too, buddy. Give my love to Barb. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Bye.
See ya. Jim is one of the guys I met from our Ireland trip. And he and Barb became very dear friends of ours, and now they're down in Florida. But look, you know, Well, you can't deny the fact that if people feel like things are more expensive now, They're going to blame the party in power. That's how it works. That is a political rule. That is a political axiom. And there's really not any way to spin that. I mean, that's just the reality. You can't. I said this under Biden, too. You can't spin that. If somebody goes to the grocery store and they pay and they get their receipt and they look at it and they go, I'm getting killed here. And then you have the, you know, somebody come out from the White House and give a speech about how great everything is. It doesn't change the person's perception at the register. You know, that's the reality. Now, what I will say is that there are things in place where I can see prices stabilizing or potentially coming down because high energy prices are what was driving a lot of those cost increases in the first place. So as the price of energy comes down, then theoretically the price of those other things should come down too. Theoretically. However, there's also the idea that, you know, a lot of these companies that are making these products, they're not really in a great mood to slash their prices necessarily, unless they have to by virtue of competition. So, you know, if you're making widgets and the other guy's making widgets cheaper, then you got to cut yours to compete. But if the first guy has no incentive to cut those widgets because everybody's just, you know, buying them. So I guess, you know, in some ways, in some respects, as you look at the economics of all of this, if energy prices are coming down and they're able to start lowering their prices and others will follow suit, and you hope that that happens, you really do. You hope that that happens, because if it doesn't happen, then yeah, it'll be a bloodbath in midterms. People will just blame the Republicans. And people are stupid. Let's be honest. I mean, when you got a guy standing up there in New York talking about free blank, free whatever it is, free, people, like, they go, great. Like, they don't understand, you know, and trying to educate them. And one thing is very apparent to me as you think about kids. Kids today are not learning about how bad communism is. Like we did when we were kids. We learned all about it. We lived through it. I'm Gen X, so I grew up understanding the Cold War. I grew up in the Cold War. I remember when the Berlin Wall fell. I remember thinking that we could all get blown to smithereens and nuclear hellfire. And I remember learning that communism was bad. And I remember learning that capitalism was good. I don't really need to teach that stuff anymore. So there's that aspect of it. It's like when Mike Johnson's calling Zora Mamdani a Marxist, there's a lot of people that think that that's a compliment. I'm serious about that. Like he said that today. He goes, they elected a Marxist in New York. There's a lot of people of a certain age who think that's a great thing to be as a Marxist. They actually, and I mean, I had this debate in college too with people where they would say, well, Marxism's great. It's just never been tried before because the people that ran it, you know, they were all tyrants and dictators and killed everybody. And you know, and you look at them and like, do you hear yourself right now? Do you hear yourself? Like, no, but if you could really try Marxism, it would work. Well, then why hasn't it? Well, because the people that got in charge were all bloodthirsty tyrants who killed everybody. Okay. Every time, like, don't you think maybe there's a parallel there between the two? Like, you can't feed everybody, so you gotta, you know, gotta lop off some heads to make the, you know what I mean? But I don't think people realize that. Again, Karl Marx was a philosopher, and he had this philosophy, which... Then, you know, Lenin comes around, they do this revolution, they implement it. But you argue with your hacky sack college buddies, they'll tell you, well, yeah, but he just didn't really do it right. And then Stalin, you know, killed everybody in the purges. And then they'll point out all the other communist countries around the world. They're like, yeah, but they weren't really Marxist. They were tyrannical dictatorships. They didn't really practice Marxism. So then when you've got the speaker saying Zora Mamdani's a Marxist... For young people, they're like, well, maybe he's the guy that can finally do what Fidel Castro couldn't and Stalin didn't and Lenin couldn't and Pol Pot couldn't and all these other people couldn't, which is what? Run a Marxist country without being a tyrannical dictator and having to kill half the population. They think that, you know, and then they think, well, it's not that bad. It's a political philosophy that maybe it'll work. I think that's another problem that we have. I really do. I think it's another problem. And it's little things like the time that Bernie Sanders first got on the scene and they didn't want to really associate with him. They were like, this guy's a Democrat socialist, so we're going to kind of keep him over there. Of course, with Bernie, it's hard to do because he literally takes over press conferences. Now he's the most, I mean, he's the leader of the party. He, AOC, Zora Mamdani, these Democrat socialists. And it's like anything else. You wind up just desensitizing people to something over time. So what went from a guy who you kept in the corner over there because he was a crazy Democrat socialist and you were like, oh, but he caucuses with the Democrats, so it's not too bad. It's fine. And then that guy becomes essentially the leader of the Democrat Party. And then other people follow in his ranks. And little by little, you begin to desensitize people to the idea of socialism. And you've got young people who are learning in college that it's actually maybe a good thing. Maybe it just hasn't been tried correctly. And then you get this guy Mamdani elected in New York. You have to hope to hell that this guy is a absolute failure and disaster. You got to root against. I mean, you have to root. The crazy thing is you got to root against an American city. You really do. And you remember the time Rush Limbaugh got in all that trouble because he said, if Obama wants to implement socialism, I hope he fails. And they just took that clip of him saying, I hope he fails. And then they just beat the hell out of him for it. And he said, if his goal is to implement socialism, I hope he fails. That was the exact quote that Rush said back then. But they just took the I hope he fails part. And they were like, how can you hope an American president fails? Now they're all hoping that this guy, who they call Hitler, not only fails, but ends up in prison or dead. So we've gone from that to this. But that's, you know, I digress for a second. But you have to really, honestly, root against an entire city. You got to hope that this is a total failure and ends up resulting in making New York City look like Escape from New York. You'll watch that movie with Kurt Russell and you'll be like, it doesn't look that bad compared to this. And that's a crazy place to be. You got to hope an American city literally fails so that this Marxist, socialist, communist thing doesn't keep catching on. I know. That's a crazy place to be. And nobody really wants to be that in their heart. You don't want to really root against what is the biggest city in the country. But you also, at the same time, don't want the commie to be able to turn around and go, look what we achieved. Now, I don't think it can work because I don't think the political philosophy in reality actually works. I think it sounds great in a textbook. I think it sounds great in a college classroom. I don't think it works in real life, which is why it's never worked in real life. So I'm not particularly worried about it from that sense. Like, I'm not really sitting here thinking to myself, well, this guy's going to be able to turn New York into a utopia and then everybody's going to want to be communist. I'm not thinking that because I know that there's a difference between what a college professor teaches and what is in real life. I get that. And also history teaches that as well. But, and as a student of history, I know that. But it's a crappy place to be, to sit here and go, man, I hope this whole thing is an absolute freaking disaster. Because you hate to root against a great American city, but at the same time, I remember is the quote, I think was from Ed Koch, the people decided and now the people have to suffer or the people will be punished or whatever the quote from Mayor Ed Koch was. But it was that. It was that sense of like, well, the people chose and now the people are screwed, but they chose. So that's on them, you know, not on me. It's on them. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I just go up there occasionally, but maybe not anymore. Who knows? All I'm saying is that's really, at this moment in time right now, you got to hope that this experiment that we're about to watch in New York City is an unbridled failure so that it ends here and now and there and doesn't catch on. And it's going to catch on in the sense that there'll be other, and we've talked about this, other Mamdani clones out there who are going to try to be just like him. But we're in a very different place in America right now from where we were when I was a kid in school learning about how bad communism was to now people who are learning in colleges wow, this political philosophy may not be that bad. Because we've had we've had higher education become an indoctrination camp, and they've spent a lot of time teaching about how horrible, for example, Hitler was, which they should. They haven't spent as much time teaching you how bad Stalin was, and they should. Because those two were BFFs, don't forget, until they decided they weren't. And their political philosophies are basically the same. But you go to school and you learn the horrors of the Nazis, and you learn the horrors of fascism, and you should, and I want kids to learn that. But they also don't really spend much time teaching about Stalin and the purges, and they don't really... That stuff kind of just gets... like whitewashed. You got to go to advanced AP European History 3 to learn that. You know what I mean? Like, you'll get a class on the Holocaust, and you should, but you won't get a class on the horrors of communism. They won't teach you that. That's not a mandatory curriculum. And there's a reason for that, because most of the people in the teachers' unions are communists. Remember, communist is not a pejorative, it's a political philosophy. So, a lot of these people that write the curriculum and a lot of these people that come up with these ideas of what our kids should learn, they don't want the kids knowing the horrors of communism, because they believe, like the hacky sack buddy of mine in college, that it's really a good philosophy. It just hasn't been tried correctly. So keep that in mind as all this is playing out right now. 855-839-1210. On X, at Rich Zeoli, if you'd like to weigh in. We'll take Shane's call as soon as we get back from the break. Big show for you still ahead today. We're going to talk to our buddy, Dr. Wilfred Riley. Quick break, coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we got a quick turnaround here because Dr. Wilfred Riley is going to join us, but I want to sneak Shane and James in. Shane, what's going on?
How you doing, Rich?
Good, Shane.
So, basically, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm hearing everything. I'm looking at the way the election went, same as you, and I'm saying to myself, well, if the reason these people voted the way they did is because the prices are not going down, right, if it's an economic issue, then why would they vote the same people in who raised their taxes? At least I can look at it locally in Cheltenham, where I'm at. Taxes are up 25% over the past, since 2020, 4 or 5 years. And they reelected the same people. So they just elected people who were going to raise their cost of living, raise prices for their homes, everything. And they said they did it because the prices aren't going down.
Because I think that, in New Jersey, I think Mikey Sherrill stole the affordability argument, to be honest with you. I think that's what she was running on, and she was blaming Trump for all the high prices and everything like that. I think that was the essence of her campaign. We didn't hear it down here. We heard it up there. They heard it up there. I think she concentrated most of her ad spending in North Jersey and was beating up on the affordability issue, blaming Trump for all of, well, for everything, but for the high prices.
Right.
And then lying and saying Jack Ciccarelli would raise the sales tax to 10%. So.
Right. And they're the ones
to your point,
taxes.
They thought they were voting for somebody who was going to not raise taxes on them. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we know that's not the way it ever
We
ends
know
up.
That because we are well-informed and smart people, but low-information voters, Shane, are easy to fool. Yeah. Quickly, I got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Just quickly, I also think that what I saw locally here at the polling stations in my precinct, the part of the problem is when we have midterms or off-year elections, the Republican machine is just not active like the Democrat is. The Democrat machine, voting machine, is active 24/7, 365. The Republicans are our main apparatus. It kicks in when we have a big presidential election and big high-profile candidates. But I didn't get any calls. There was nobody handing out voter slips with the party votes who you should vote for. They had to dig it out of a trash can.
Yeah, Shane, I got to run. But it's a problem and we got to deal with it. No doubt about that. All right, listen, quick break. We're coming back. Dr. Wilfred Riley straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.